Blog Talk Radio.
Go for it.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This is Dr. McLennan. Today is Friday, May the 2nd, already 2014. We just want to thank God for opening up these airways. We want to thank Dr. Hunter for allowing us this opportunity on the radio station. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. Tonight we're excited about what the Lord is going to do. We're asking the Holy Spirit just to come in, have his way. Amen. We want to thank Alan and others who will be on the program with us, Dr. Hannah and others. We just want to invite everyone to open up their hearts to be able to receive the word, the true word of God. Amen. We call it for all believers. Amen. Evangelist Alan, are you there? He hadn't made it on. Dr. Hunter, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Father God, we come this night in the name of Jesus, that you will first look at all of our sins, any that we have committed in knowing or unknowing. We ask you this day that you will keep us in perfect peace, perfect understanding, that we might do your will. And as you take us to the Father, Jesus, we want to thank the Father for him sending you, who paid a price for our salvation. It is you, Jesus, who paid the ultimate price. It is you we said thank you, Father, through Jesus. And tonight's the night, Father, where we're going to meet at the well in Hempstead, Texas. We want to meet the believers. We want to meet across the nation. Because, Father, tonight there are many who have a desire. And I pray this night that many who will call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, they will be set free this day, this night. And we just believe, Father, that all things work together. Somebody somewhere is calling on the name right now. Somebody needs parts of their body to be replaced. We have the faith to believe it, Father. We're believing for new eyes, new ears, new teeth, new hearts, new intestines, new all vital parts of the body. And we believe, Father, your word, as Jesus said, we can do all things when we believe. We believe tonight because we want to meet you at the well. It's in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Evangelist Alan, are you there? Hello?
Almighty.
Amen, praise God. Praise God, praise God. We just want to thank God tonight for all the listeners and those who are coming on to give a word from the Lord. We just want to give God the praise, and we want to thank you, Dr. Hunter, for that prayer, because it is so
amen.
Amen. Now we're going to ask Evangelist Alan to come on. He's so willing always to give us a word from the Lord. We're asking him to come and give us what God has given him for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because God truly is a good God. This is the day that God has made. We didn't make it.
Yes.
We couldn't have made it. It's too big for us. But one thing we will do, we will rejoice and be glad in it, because if it had not been for the Lord, we'd be gone. But I do want to thank God today and give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, because I got a call yesterday that one of my best friends, his wife, passed away, so we want to pray for them. She died in his arms. She had an aneurysm, and they couldn't operate on her. She was internally bleeding. But we want to pray for the grieving families and all other grieving families that's suffering today, because she's not the only one that the Lord called in. But like the Bible says, we must be ready. Amen? If you go to your Bibles, in the book of Mark, I want to start at the chapter of Mark, the fourth chapter, verse 36, and I'm going to be dealing with the 40th verse, point C. And the word of God is saying today, since we have already prayed, it says today, and when they had sent away the multitudes, Mark 4 and 36, and when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And that's Jesus we're talking about. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Amen. I want to talk to you about how is it that you have no faith?
Wow.
How is it that you have no faith? One of the things that we need to understand is that the word of God speaks for itself, that Jesus is saying, he said, how is it that you have no faith? You have seen all these miracles that I've done, and I've given you all this authority through the word of God to perform all the works, and on top of that, to do greater works than these here. So it's saying that, how is it that you have no faith?
Amen.
Think about it. Think about what you asked the Lord to do, and somehow through your doubts, through your disbelief, through your unbelieving, that it's not being done. How is it that you have no faith? How is it that Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I'm talking to believers here. I'm talking to you to encourage you. How is it that you have no faith? What is it that you're not asking the Lord for and he's not performing it? Because he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you should ask what? What you will, and it shall be done.
Yes, amen.
I know I'm talking to some folks out there. But the word that I'm reading today is in the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, verse number 40C. I'm not dealing with being fearful, because that's a part of it. When you don't have faith, fear steps in. The opposite of having faith is fear, doubt, disbelief, a wavering spirit, a wavering mind. And the attributes of all of this here, not having faith, is you're double-minded. You're saying that maybe God will do it. Maybe he will. See, there it is. See that maybe? I think he will. But Jesus says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you should ask what you will.
Amen.
The book of Luke 1:37, it says, for with God, all things, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. See, when you're abiding the Lord, the Bible is saying here in Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm exhorting you today to build up your faith. I'm exhorting you today to stay what God is saying. You can calm the wind and the waves. You can be in the middle of torment, and you can say, peace be still. Because the Bible is saying, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you have no faith? The situation of this passage right here comes to us in a situation of these disciples going to the other side, and they noticing the waves beating up on the ship. They noticing the wind filling up the boat.
Yeah.
What they had is everything that they needed in the ship. They had Jesus.
Yeah.
It's important in this dispensation that we're living in right now. We're seeing a lot of things that's going on in the world. Jesus is talking. We're seeing a lot of tragedies that's happening in the world. We're hearing a lot of this here through our ear gate. We're seeing a lot of these things through our eye gate. We're feeling certain situations in certain calamities with our hand gate, with these emotional gates. I know we're smelling so many different things, and then we're seeing so many different things through our mouth gate. All of these things are attributes that could draw you away from having faith in God when you start Amen. Focusing on that.
Amen.
Amen. So it's important that we understand that that we have faith in God to speak those things, that we need to acknowledge Him and speak those things. Amen?
Amen.
Look at it for yourself. How is it that you have no faith? How is it? Think about that, what you've been asking God to do.
Amen.
What you've been asking God to heal you of. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You rather take a pill for a headache? And it clearly says by His stripes we were healed. You want to deal with lupus in your body? You want to deal with arthritis in your body? You want to deal with some kind of infirmity in your body knowingly? You want to see a bulging that's coming out of your leg, and you want to say, well, I'm going to go to the doctor for it. How is it that you have no faith?
Amen.
Because Luke 1:37, it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God, look at that, for with God, Luke 1:37. I'm tying this in because I want you to understand some things. We've been reading this here passage for so long that we just read it and it just went right on over us. It didn't encourage us one bit to stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
I've seen these people in the church. I know a church right down here in Bryan College Station. There's a person down there that's bent that can't even nowise raise up himself. How is it that we have no faith? And the Bible plainly says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Jesus is plainly saying, I'm giving you this authority over all the works of the enemy.
Amen.
The woman with the issue of blood, all she had to do is, she said, woman, you got faith just to touch the hem of my garment. But we can touch God right now because the veil has already been rent. We can walk right in there boldly before the throne of God in the name of Jesus and boldly declare that I'm healed.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I be suffering with something in my artery that's going to cause me to have a stroke? Why is it that you have no faith? How is it? How? How is it that you have no faith? Are you watching the circumstances? Are you listening to somebody that's a doctor and he may not even be saved, not even be a Christian? And you want to take advice from them? I mean, the church is supposed to be the hospital for the saints. This is why we get restored up. This is why we get renewed by the Word of God. Nothing else can renew you but the Word of God. Nothing else can satisfy you but the Word of God. Nothing else can feed your soul but the Word of God. Nothing else can heal you but the Word of God. Yes, those medications, they may heal for a little bit, but look, check it out. They have a side effect on the side of it. They may cause slight headaches. They may cause slight blurring of sight. Don't drink. Don't take this medication if you're going to drive. That's a side effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that God did not put this medication on this earth for a reason. God put it on this earth for that. You made doctors. Well, I think it's just like this here, and you may not agree with me. That's for the unbeliever, because the true believer have the Word right here. I'm talking about the true believer. Now, how is it that you have no faith? I'm talking about the true believer right now. Yeah, these doctors, there are some believers. There are some believers out there that still do this here. But look, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will.
Mm-hmm.
How far does that go with you? I mean, I didn't write it in there. I didn't sneak in your house and write it. That's how compassionate that you need to be about the word of God, to know that if you're going to preach the gospel of Christ, you need to be able to manifest some fruits of the Spirit. You need to be able to manifest these here miracles that Jesus is saying, greater works than these here. It's good to minister to the people out there in the world. That's what we're here for. But we got greater works to do. I mean, if it's the Bible, if you believe the gospel, how is it that you have no faith? What's really going on? Are you putting Jesus at a knock that he's able just to do certain amount of things? Because Luke plainly says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And we are with God, we're in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things of disbelief. Old things of doubt. Old things of, I used to have this headache, and now, you know, I'm still taking it for it. Well, old things. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things. And be all things are of who? All things are of what? God.
Amen.
Why is it that you have no faith? How is it? Are you watching the circumstances? Are you watching who created the circumstances in your life? Because the devil can't do anything that God don't allow him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, he's a created being. And we are in Christ. We are a new creature. It's time for us to, this word is an encouragement for us to believe the gospel. Situations that come up in your life, you don't really have to accept what's going on in your life, because you have to know whose you are. Abide in me, and my word abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be. That's right. The true believer. And for the ones that don't know the word, it's important that you believe the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Believe the gospel. Believe it like the air that you breathe. Believe it like the chair that you just see and you just sitting down on. Believe it like the car that you're just driving. You know that it's going to take you from point A to point B. Believe it like the food that you eat is going to be nourishing to your body. The gospel. Believe the word. How is it that you have no faith? How is it? This is the word of God. How is it that you have no faith? So many times we saw listening to other things, and it distracts us from speaking those things that be not as though they were. I mean, no one really wants to walk around with pain in their body and have to take a pill every day when they call themselves a believer. Because the Bible talks about, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible, for with God. I didn't write that in there. Look at it. Luke 1 and 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I'm talking about divine healing. I'm talking about being an overcomer over your situation. I'm talking about breaking every yoke that's in your life. I'm talking about loosening every chain that's on your body that's tormenting. I'm talking about the people that's ridiculing you at your job. I'm talking about the people that's just driving by and throwing a finger at you because you're driving the speed limit and they want to pass you up and just dart down in front of you. You got to pray for those folks. Because down the road, they have an accident. I'm talking about the true believer. I'm talking about the ones that the authority that God has given us. He's given us this authority. It's time for us to understand what the word is saying, and it's saying, how is it that you have no faith? How is it? How is it? It hits me as well as it's hitting you, because certain situations that you find in your life, you can ask God and it shall be given. It says ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Those are words that's coming out of Jesus. mouth. He's telling us, and the same thing right here. How is it that you're not asking for what you need? How is it that you're not knocking for what you need, and the doors shall be open? How is it that you're not seeking for what you want to look for, and you're not finding? How is it? Is it your faith? Is it your wavering doubts? Because you can give, God is careful to perform His word. He says He looks over His word carefully to perform it. So it's an example like, Lord, Your word tells me to ask, and it shall be given.
Mm-hmm.
But I take it a little bit farther, and I like to share this with you while I have this here, this time. It says, Lord, Your word says, ask, seek, and knock. Well, Lord, Your word says, ask, and it shall be given. Well, I take this, I use this here in the book of Proverbs, and I use this here. It says, well, Lord, Your word also says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not upon thy own understanding. The sixth verse says, in all my ways, if I acknowledge You, You shall direct my path. Now, check this here out. This is my prayer that I ask the Lord. I say, Lord, Your word says, ask, and it shall be given. But according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in You with all my heart and lean not upon my own understanding. I'm asking You, Father, to place it in within me the things that I need to be asking for, because I don't want to be asking for something that's outside of His will. You don't want to ask for something that's outside of God's will and expect for it to work in the proper form, in the proper sphere that it needs to be asking for, that you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be seeking for something that's outside of God's will, because through your faith, it'll manifest. And it may be outside of His will, because you have to ask Him, put it back on Him. Lord, place it within me what the things that I need to be seeking for, because I don't want to be seeking for something that's outside of Your will. I don't want to be knocking for something that's outside of Your will. I want to find myself in the will of God. I don't want to be asking for a Mercedes-Benz, a Rolls-Royce, or an airline jet, and I don't have a hangar to put it in. I don't want to be asking for a big old house with 40 bedrooms, and I don't like cleaning my house.
Yeah.
Y'all get the picture? Well, bless God. I want to be found in this will, and His will tonight is telling us, how is it that you have no faith?
Yeah.
I have faith in God to know that if I asked Him for something, I have the faith in God to know He tells me to ask and it shall be given. I have faith in to know that the Word of God says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So whatever I'm asking the Lord for through that prayer, I know that it's in His will, because I'm not asking for something outside of His will. I don't care how much it may lure me over there to, man, you need to ask for that truck over there. You need a new truck. But my truck is running fine. Why should I go and get me another truck and have another bill that's going to come every month? Just examples of what you need to be asking for, because you want to be found in the perfect will of God. But your faith, how is it that you have no faith? God put people in our path every day to minister to, when you know that they're not living the right way of God. It's for us to believe what we're saying, that this conviction would come upon them, that they would give their life to Christ. It's for us to know the discernment of the Holy Spirit, to give us this discernment of what specifically need to be prayed for, that their eyes may be enlightened. As the prodigal son came to himself, his eyes was enlightened to know that, man, I need to be saved. Out of all this tragedy that I'm going through, I need to be saved. How is it that you have no faith to know what you're speaking is not you, but it's the Holy Spirit? You need to trust in Him with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. I don't care how bad the situation may be in your life today or what's going on in your life. Have faith, keep your faith in God.
Amen.
Keep your faith, because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Nothing. The Bible says you can speak those things that be not as though they were. When you start walking into it, now faith. Once you started speaking it right then, that now faith starts activating. Because that's what it is. It's now faith. I speak healing over everyone over this radio station right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever, not just a general healing. I'm not speaking a general healing. I'm speaking a specific healing that you've been tormented with, that you've been bound with. I'm speaking a specific healing, guess what, in what name? In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever that you've been bound, if you can touch and agree with me, because that's how it works. See, it works in, that scripture said, touching and agreeing. If you can touch and agree with me, I'm speaking that specific healing that you're agreeing for, that is going to be done. That yoke that will be broken, those chains will be broken in the name of Jesus. Because that's the faith that we have in who? In Jesus. He could be away on the other side of the world, and that's the faith that we have what? In Jesus. He's already proved the deity of his life, his demeanor, his expansion of his space and time. He didn't already prove it. How is it that you have faith? How is it that you have no faith? Stop looking at the situation. Stop looking at the here and the circumstances. Stop seeing what you're seeing and speak those things that be not as though they were. You're tired of renting? Speak those things that be not as though they were. If your car is running bad, you can speak that car into the running right.
Amen.
Hey, it's just it's an object. It's a tool. It's a thing. Speak those things. P-H-I-N-G-S. Speak those things. Everything, you can speak those things. Heart, get right. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Mind, get right. Regulated mind. Your focused eyes, you see clearly in the name of Jesus. He says, in my name shall you do these things. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they. That's the word of God. I love the word of God. It's for us to believe the word, believe the gospel. But how is it that you have no faith to believe, to stand on the word of God, to be a doer of the word of God? Because this is for us. That's why we're praying for the president. That's why we get into this group prayer, praying specifically. It's time out for a general prayer. Too much is going on. We're getting these general prayers, and but we need to be specific in what we're praying for. There was a man in the Bible.
Amen.
And we told a king, they says, before you see my face, it's not going to rain up on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. 3 years and 6 months. It didn't rain on the face of the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And that's in the Old Testament. So just think, the same God that was allowing that to happen is the same God that dwelleth in us. He's the same. He never changes. He never changed. God has never changed. His deity, his power has never been lost. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We have this authority. He has given us this authority. He said that even the devils are subject to us in your name, through your name. That's what they said. Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. He said, don't rejoice about that. Just rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Now, how is it that you have no faith when you see and recognize through the Holy Ghost the workings of Satan that's going up against you? And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, but the violent, they take it back by force. These are the words of God for the believer. The authority, the believer's authority. The believer's authority is through Jesus' name. And if you ask anything in my name, I would do it. How is it that you have no faith? Those disciples that was on that boat, they could have easily, peace be still.
For that, our database has been updated.
Peace be still. How is it that you have no faith? The word of God is right. Once again, I want to encourage you in the Lord. If you are getting saved, if you have made up your mind to join the family of God, I want to encourage you today to give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, you may be thinking about this here, that you thinking that they're having fun out there, and yes, they are, but they're on the wrong road.
Amen.
There's cracks, there's ploys of the enemy that's luring you out there to thinking that you got plenty of time, but you don't know how much time that you have. My friend that lost his wife, she ran out of time. She died in his arms Wednesday. She ran out of time. It was an appointed time. Even more so today, that was a tragedy today. Someone died today. You don't know how much time that you have, but the only warning that we have is that be ye ready. This is a time where you could be ready. You can give your life to Christ. You can rededicate your life to Christ. You can say, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I'm a backslider. The Lord says, I'm married to the backslider. I love you with an everlasting love. That's a wonderful feeling to know when you give your heart to the Lord, when you give your life to Christ, that God is saying, I'm going to receive you to myself. I already know I'm receiving you to myself. Come on home. Come on back. You may have been raised in the church, and you have went out in the world and done so many things. But Christ is saying, come on home. Cast your burden upon me. Come unto me. And we're begging you, come back to the Lord. Whatever you have done right now, you may have been in a different doctrine and been persuaded in the wrong way to thinking that this doctrine is the way. But I'm telling you today from the bottom of my heart, there's only one way to get to the Father in heaven. There's only one way. They may tell you whatever they may tell you, try to persuade you, but the Bible that I read, the King James Bible says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by him. I want to encourage you today, if you're under a different doctrine, if you're under a different religion, I'm not talking religion, I'm talking Jesus. I'm not talking other doctrine. I'm talking about the gospel according to the book of the Bible, that Jesus is the only way. Your soul is wrapped up in Jesus. That's why Romans 10:9, it talks about if you can confess with your mouth. When you get down into a one-on-one with the Lord, you can be in a crowded place and you can just get one-on-one with the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. You can be in that bar right now just watching and listening to this on the radio with your phone, and you can be having this on your ear. You can just give your life to Christ right there, and because God is looking at your heart. He wants you to have a personal relationship with him. See, the reason why we're on this radio station is to compel you to have your faith in God. Keep your faith in Jesus. Come to Jesus. We're not asking you to come to us. We're asking you, we're lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. The reason why I live this life that he saved me is for Jesus.
Amen.
The reason, it's no other reason for me to get up if it had not been for Jesus. It's no other reason for me to go to work and thinking that my wages is going to sustain me in my life. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for Jesus to come back. It's important that you understand the ones that don't know the Lord and contemplating about staying where you are in your religion or giving your life to Christ. I want you to acknowledge, I know you're on the phone, I know you're listening. I want you to think about, if you were to die today, where would you be?
Amen.
Because Jesus says, you'll have to stand before me. And if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if your name is not written in blood in Jesus Christ by him being your Lord and Savior, your religion will not get you past Christ. No way. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. There's no other way that you can get past Christ. No other way. I don't care what they call you, what kind of doctrine that you say that you had seven virgins, what all that stuff, but that's not true. What is true is that Jesus is the only way. You'll find all you have to do is search for him with all your heart. when you search for him with all your heart, hallelujah. When you put everything out of the way, you put the children, you put the wife, you put the job, you put everything out of the way. You get it all out of the way, and you said, Lord, I want to know you personally.
Amen.
See, he's looking at that heart. I'm opening up my heart to you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me of my sins. Confess your sins to the true and living God.
Yes.
Confess them. Be renewed in your life. Be renewed. Have an eye to see. Have ears to hear. Have a heart to perceive.
Amen.
Give your life to Christ.
Yes.
This is the reason why we're here. There's no other reason for us to be here but to lift up the name of Jesus and compel you to come into the family of the Lord. Because no other doctrine in no other world is stated like this here. If you have faith in God, have faith also in me, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. No other doctrine in the world has ever said that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Check it out for yourself. No other one. Jesus said, I have the power to lay it down, and I have power to raise it up again, my own life. No other doctrine religion in this world has ever stated that he laid it down for 3 days, and on the third day, the first day of the week, he got up. Why do you think so many people in this world go to church on Easter Sunday, and then they taper off again? Because they believe it, and it is true. Give your life to Christ. We beg of you today, because this is what this radio station is, to compel you to come to Jesus, that his house may be full. You'll be a part of the family. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Dr. McCullough, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for that message. That is so wonderful. You know, like Evangelist Allen was saying, we want to seek God's will and not our own. You know, and as he was speaking, it brought me back to God has given us all a measure of faith. Let me say that first. And as we exercise our faith, we become stronger and stronger in it. And, you know, as he was on that, I looked at the scripture and saw God in mind. By this radio or something, got something going. But anyway, as I was saying, I was looking at the scripture in John chapter 9 when this man was born blind. Well, God used his disability for his glory. And a lot of times, whatever state you're in, I was watching TV and I seen this young man didn't have no hands, no arms, and some of them didn't have legs. But they all glorified God. It's all about glorifying God, whatever state you in, whatever God's will is for you. All sickness is not unto death. Praise God for that. Amen. But we need to exercise our faith in the Lord. We need to exercise our faith. Abraham was tested. So many was tested and went through suffering and different things in the Bible. But our most important thing is sticking with God, regardless of the situation. We don't have to look at it. Because if God wants us healed, you have faith in God, a faith as a mustard seed, you can move that mountain. But if
Amen.
God tells you to get my glory, that's what he means. I'm going to use you with one leg, two legs, no legs, to get my glory. It's up to you to glorify God in whatever state that you're in. Amen?
Amen.
So I thank God for that message because it just helps us to increase our faith in God, to look at things, look at the Word, which is life. It gives us life. We want to look at that Word. We want to read that Word. We want to meditate on it. That gives us life, whatever state that we're in. Because God uses everybody in a different way for his glory. we give God the glory for that message. I tell you, it is awesome because one thing about it, we don't know how and when the Spirit will move.
That's right. Often
the stories in the Bible when Jesus saw their faith, when they put the man down through the rooftop, he said, I've seen their faith. He didn't say nothing about the man. He said, their faith, and he healed him. So the same thing, when I started reading John chapter 9, I was like, man, he was blind, and God healed him. He said, nobody's seen, none Pam's not him, but it was for God's glory. So whatever state you're in, just glorify God. Amen? That's what we want to do. We want to glorify God. We want to exercise our measure of faith that God has given us that we may become stronger in faith. And God may use us as... And you know, with that being said, I went to a conference the other night, and I was speaking to a young lady who had been in church all her life. Amen. Her parents had taken her to church all her life. She said, but she went wayward. She got to the point she was just attending church. She was just a church member because church, she didn't have a personal relationship with God. She went to church all her life. She said, then she got off track. I got from up under her parents' room, she was like, oh, my Lord, I ain't going to church, you know what I'm saying? And she went wayward. So we all have been that way at some point. So we have to pray those brothers in and sisters in, you know. We have to tell them about God. And so that's the thing. We want to keep bread at our lips at all times so that we can tell somebody else how we got there. And so when she come back to God, she said when she came back, she came for real. She came for real. She had been in church all her life, but then she got off track. She said, but when I came back, she said, I am for real about God. I don't like this church anymore. I don't like a member. I want to have a personal relationship with God. Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to thank God for that message because it's so clear, so precise, you know. And we want to thank God for His words because they are light. We're no longer in darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Are you there? Do you have a word for us tonight? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
We got the lines open. Anybody got a statement they got to make, a prayer request, or what else you have? Tonight, the night is open. We're going to meet you at the well. Amen.
There are prayers or suggestions, or anyone have a word, we welcome you.
Amen.
Someone's radio is backfeeding.
Yeah.
Amen. Someone's radio is backfeeding, but while you get that adjusted, I just want to say something to the ones that's on the radio listening. We welcome you for prayer, for a testimony. You know, this radio station is here to help you through this word. We're giving you the word of God because it's important that you don't get this worldly philosophy thing going on. It waters down the word. It brings it to non-effect. But that's the reason why we give you this word of what Jesus is saying so that it will feed your soul. You have, like you feed your body, you drink water, you eat breakfast or you eat lunch or dinner, you have to feed your natural soul man the word of God. Nothing else is going to feed it. They encourage you to build you up in your most holy faith. That's what we invite you to speak in. Because we want to know how you feel. We want to know if we can help you in any other form or fashion through the word of God. That it may strengthen you and undergird you, that it may build you up. Because it's important that the Bible tells us this here, no man is an island. So it tells us on another saying, we're helpers of one another. Because I use it as this in this aspect. The clothing that I wear, I didn't go out to it's cotton. I didn't go out to the field and plant that cotton seed. I don't have a gin to harvest it, and I don't have a strainer to strain this cotton to take the seeds out of it and make it in straining. And I don't have a dye machine to dye it blue. That means that no man is an island. I have to, it's other people, the same way as in the body. There's other people to encourage you in the Lord. That's why we open this line up so that you can talk, so that we can get the dialect from you to help you, because you may help me. I don't know everything. I'm incapable of knowing everything, but one thing that I do know, saints, I love the Lord. Listen.
Someone's radio is backseating. If you would please cut it down, we certainly would appreciate it. Making it difficult for us to hear.
Well, I will say this to Dr. McClendon.
Yes.
I will say to the listening audience and to everybody that's on the line with us, tonight's a night that I believe Dr. McClendon is open this line up to have the word of God. There are some people across the nation that have some needs. We're here not because we desire, but because God has made it so. We want to believe with you. We believe, but want to believe with you. As Kevin got through preaching the word of God, God is true about his word. God watches over his word. God will not submit his word to fall flat, it must return back to him. What God sends out must return unto him. So I know I need help, and I'm saying it tonight. I need you to pray for me, pray with me, believe God will use me beyond my own expectation. I'm not ashamed to say to you, I need your prayers. I need your prayers. Because I know we're all in a position that we living in this day and time, because the time has come, as I was mentioning last night, in the book of Matthew's, I read Matthew 11, chapter 11, verses 11 through 12, and one word that had caught my full attention, the violent suffered by force.
Mm-hmm.
But the violent take it by force. We who are of the King of God, when Jesus came on the scene, before he came on, that was John the Baptist saying, prepare ye the way for that come one. Repent, repent, repent. And Messiah came and put the word out. The kingdom began into the world. And so now it suffered, but the violence, we got to get violent. We got to get violent today. And there are a lot of people haven't read the word, haven't studied the word. They don't know what we know. There are a lot of things I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, can you help me? If you can help me, let me know. And if I can help you, I'll let you know. I'm here to build the kingdom of God. Anybody beside me need prayer. I want somebody to pray for me. My need is to be obedient unto God. That's my prayer. That's one of my prayer requests. And moreover, that I will be a man will stand when God wants to stand. Amen. Amen. That's my request.
Amen. And I think at this point we all need that prayer, because we all are not just that strong. You know, we all get weak sometimes and need that prayer. All of us, we need to pray for each other. We need to come together in unity. As I always say, we need to come together in unity. Pray for one another. Pray for me. You know, that. I mean, I may be going through something. I mean, I don't even know. You know, and as he spoke of fear earlier, fear is a depressing, emotional thing. And sometimes people are distressed. They own their jobs, you know, and stress causes you to fear, you know, and things arise. So we all need prayer. We all, it's not a one of us on this radio station that don't need prayer for something. Sometimes we don't even know what we need prayer for. We got to ask the Holy Spirit to speak for us. Speak, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know what I don't even know what I need myself. I'm just in this state. I don't know what I need. Pray for me. We got to ask the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we need
Amen.
One another. We
got
need
it.
One another. We need one
Amen.
Another.
Hallelujah.
We do. We need one another.
Yes, we do. We need one another. You know, and as I was reading earlier in the first book of John, 1 John, and it talks about the light and the darkness and you know, and I thought, wow, you know, it's such an interesting chapter when you get a chance, go to it and read it. And, you know, and I just began to look it up, the light, something that makes visible. You know, light represents what is good, pure, holy, reliable. And Jesus is all that. God is all that for us. And all we got to do is go to him and pray for one another. Since the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So if we're praying and ain't nothing happening, we need to check ourselves.
Amen.
We need to check ourselves. You say, well, hey, look, I prayed for so and so, but ain't nothing. We need to check. So the Bible says, and I didn't write that in there, the Bible
Amen.
Says effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When I pray, I want something to happen. I'm just not praying for nothing. But when I pray, I'm praying because I'm expecting. Amen? I'm expecting something. I'm just not praying for you. Well, pray for me, sister. Okay, well, I'll pray. I'm praying because I am expecting to move God. Expecting the Holy Spirit to move on my behalf as well as yours when I'm praying. The Bible says, as you water, so shall you be watered. So I'm not praying for I'm praying sincerely for your situation.
Hallelujah.
We need to be sincere.
Amen.
The Lord in spirit and in truth. Don't come to prayer, you know, praying because people pray for me sincerely, wholeheartedly.
Come on.
Amen. Like you pray
Amen.
For one of your loved ones. When I ask you to pray, pray for me like you're sincere about it. Don't just pray.
Yeah.
Pray effectively. Make it work. Make it work. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Get on.
Glory.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
That firm and precious prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen.
Yes.
To God be the glory. And that's the whole key thing. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing.
Right.
So, and that's what we need to do. This that was a good word tonight, by the way. This is Prophetess Chanda out of Georgia. And I thank God for the word tonight. You know, why are we so fearful?
Amen.
Jesus done it all.
Yeah.
He have done it all. He have paved the way. He has showed us the way. I wonder. This question just came to my mind. I wonder if because we didn't live in Jesus' time and seeing Jesus walk the earth, is that why we have such little faith? I heard a woman of God say, God has still given each and every us all a measure of faith. And
thank you.
He says, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, that's the measure of faith that he's given all of us.
And
what he's seeing is planting that mustard seed. See, we got to put that seed in the ground. In order for something to come forth, it's got to be planted.
Right.
And it's time to plant. He says we should be like trees that's planted by the river, and we shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
And that's the key thing, being planted in the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and God was the Word. God was the Word. So everything that you speak in the Word, you're speaking about God. You're speaking about Him, Himself, all the things that He have done and He has shown us.
Amen.
But yet, we still hold with little faith.
Amen.
It's time to increase our faith. You know, he did what? He gave the apostles. He gave them power, and he sent them out. Do we not believe that we serve the same God? Do we not want to operate in the same power? Do we not want to see our brothers and sisters come from out of that place that they're in?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Why is it so hard for us to speak a kind word?
Yes.
Somebody we don't know.
Hear God.
Come on, because the brother already talked about it. See, we got to have the spirit of discernment. I was wondering if he was on the line last night because he said a whole lot of things that the Holy Spirit had me to say on last night. And I know that he wasn't because I know how God operates. His word falls line on line, precept on precept. So I know how the Spirit of God moves. So I know that we're in order with God is speaking in this season, in this hour. It's time for us to truly increase our faith and go out there on the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. His house is still empty. He said, I still got some room.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be such an urgency on each and every one of our hearts to speak life. Didn't you say, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly? It should be an urgency for us to speak life into people that we don't even know. Like, you know, I told Dr. Hunter last night and the listening audience, see, familiar. We familiar, the familiarity. You can go to church and you can hear the preacher. He can speak a word to you. The prophet can speak the word to you. The apostle can speak a word to you. But are you speaking the word to somebody on the street that you don't even know? See, that's when things are effective. Yeah. We got to be effective. Because like when Jesus showed up, he was effective. Something happened. Something happened everywhere Jesus went. Even when the disciples told them, you know, the multitude was following Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See, that's the whole thing. So, you know, the multitude was following Jesus. And the disciples said, send them back home. We ain't got no food to feed them. Jesus said, no, you hire the people to sit down. See, we got to set some order. Hire the people to sit down. Because it's time to truly feed the people the word of God. A lot of, we talk about religion, and we're talking about relationship. A lot of people being taught religion. Now we got to explain, and we got to teach them that you got to have a relationship.
Amen.
That's what a lot of people are missing. The brother talked about, you know, how they come to church on Easter Sunday because they do believe something happened. They're not quite sure what happened, but they believe that's the biggest time that the churches are filled at Easter time. So they know, but they have not been taught.
That's right.
And that's the whole key thing. We got to retrain. We got to reteach the people. It's so much, I told you so, and it's so much pointing fingers. You ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. Instead of saying, baby, let me sit down with you and let's have a talk. Let me just break it down to you. This is what it's all about. You were never taught that Jesus said that you was his bride. You were never taught. That's right. And we was never taught. We always went on. We can go home and we can say what the preacher said. But we never said what God said to us. We never knew that the veil was ripped and we can come up for ourselves. We didn't know that we can come to him for ourselves. We didn't know. So now it's time to teach the people. No, you know, it may sound like basic, but he says make it plain and simple. We got to go back to basic 101. Start all over again in the beginning.
That's right.
And some people sit in churches and say, oh, I already know this and I already know that. But you know what? It ain't for you. It's for the ones who don't know.
Come on.
That's right. For the ones that don't know. You teach. You help teach. That's why we got to move our fleshly selves out of the way and allow the Spirit of God to orchestrate everything that needs to be orchestrated. Because you know what? When Moses came from out of that Egypt, delivering them, the children from out of Egypt, what did Jethro tell his son-in-law? He says, those are too many people for you to be over. Put them in groups and put somebody over the head of them. See, we don't want to do that. We want to all try to maintain everybody by ourselves, but we can't maintain everybody by ourselves because everybody's deliverance is not in your hands.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, I was seeing holy people that will help you.
Amen.
Put people in place.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Forget about yourself. It's not your kingdom we're building. It's God's kingdom. And that's what we got to do. We got to move people's flesh out the way and say, yes, it's time for us. We want to see the great move and the power of God. You know, I just came out of prayer. We had 2 hours of prayer tonight at church. And all I kept crying out was, Lord, one accord. We got to get on one accord.
Amen.
If we get on one accord, we will truly feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I don't even really think that we have really tapped in the power that God has given us. I really don't think we're there.
Amen.
I really don't think we're there. But I'm telling you, when we unite and we bring our faith together, we bring our beliefs together, then guess what? We will experience that power.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. I thank God for the word tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
I thank God for the room coming out of Georgia. I thank God for you. It's important that we take heed to what was said because that was a prophetic word, because it's important that we understand that God's power is unlimited for us. It's for us to have. Because he said, behold, I'm giving you this dunamis.
Yes.
He did not shorten this dunamis in power. He said, behold, I give you power.
Amen.
And this power is for us upon this earth. It's for the believer.
Amen.
And I'm in total agreement. Once we get on one accord, the Bible talks about them getting on one accord, people getting on one accord and seeing things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Two getting on one accord. He said they was all in one house praying for Peter and something happened.
Come on.
They were listening to Peter continually. So we got to lift up each other continually. We get on the radio station and we start listening to the Word of God, but we need to be praying for someone as I'm speaking or as she's speaking. I'm praying for somebody. I'm praying for somebody's ear to be open, somebody's heart to be touched in the name of Jesus, so that they can grasp this Word that's been spoken. Because when we get on this one accord, things are going to happen. Guess what? It only takes. One can put 1,000. Two can put 10,000. That's biblical mathematics. It's not my. I can't add it up.
Amen.
One can put 1,000. Two can put 10,000. Just think about if 15, 20, 100 of us get on one accord. What would happen to this world? Amen.
Amen.
That's that doing with power.
Amen.
Thank God.
Well, because with God.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry.
Because with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Go ahead, man.
Amen. I'm just looking for that great day where he says, I will gather my people together. Just like the hen gather her chicks, God will gather his people. And we're going to experience that great day. We're going to experience that power. We're going to experience that one of course, because God has already promised that it was going to happen.
Yes.
I just look forward to it. See, the one thing about God and his word is that we should all come but an expectancy. Because it's always something to expect. It's always something new. And we don't know. We don't know. We have to discover the new. Then he says, my kingdom is like a hidden treasure that's in a field. That means you got to go out there and dig it up.
Hallelujah.
You got to go out there. You got to go out there and labor. And some of that land ain't easy to dig up. You got to go get a tiller. And some of that land, you got to go get some water. And you got the water to make it. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's so.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's work while it's yet day.
Hallelujah, the kingdom of
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I'm just excited. I'm excited about
him.
I'm excited about him. I can lift him up. I can talk about him all day, all night long. I'm excited about Jesus. And that's what I'm telling you.
Yes,
we, I don't know how old nobody is on this phone line. On the radio listening audience. But I do know that it's been written that Jesus died over 2,000 years ago and he has risen. And the things that he has done, it should make each and every one of us excited.
Come on.
Can you imagine when you are 9 months pregnant and you're expecting that baby? You know, you get to see him on the ultrasound, but the ultrasound is not the same as having that baby in the natural. But when you have that baby in the natural, I don't care how much pain you done went through. I don't care how much medicine you done took. You ready to see your baby. Let me see.
Yes.
Let me see.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's how we should be with our Father. We should be the same way. Somebody that died and rose for us, we should be excited each and every day. I can't wait to see his face. I can't wait to want to gain me. I can't wait. I can't wait to sit on the right hand where I'm already seated.
Amen.
I can't wait to return back to that place. It should be such an excitement each and every day. Man. What she's smiling about? What he's smiling about? Because that joy of knowing that one day I'm going to meet my Father. One day I'm going to meet my Savior. And we should be like that, telling somebody, come on, don't you want to go with me? Didn't Apostle Paul say, follow after me as I follow after Christ? We got to get some followers, and we got to follow after Christ. Don't follow after me. Follow after the Christ in me. If you don't see Jesus in me, smack me side the head. Knock me side the head. Get me back in the right place. Because it's all right with me.
Amen.
It's all right with me. Don't let me stumble. Don't let me fall. Because I want to see the glory. I want to see the glory. And that's how we all should be. We should want to see the glory. We should stop. We should stop being in that place where we fall. He said that the word of God says, when we are weak, that's when he is made strong. He wants us to die to ourselves. He wants this vessel. He wants us to be weak so he can come in and fill us up. Because the Holy Ghost says, I will keep those who want to be kept. I will teach you. Teach me your ways, Lord. That's what David asked the Lord. Teach me your ways. And that's the same way we should desire. Lord, teach me your ways. Lord, give me your wisdom. Lord, give me your understanding and your clarity. Because see, the love that I have for you, Father, that you put in my heart, I love your people the same way. And he says, for be it one soul be lost. Be it one soul be lost. I tell you, I left out of my house today. And this young man was out in the community picking up paper and trash around the community. And I noticed that young man talking to himself. And the first thing I said in my mind, and I have to tell the truth, I said, Lord, is this boy crazy?
Come on.
Is this boy mentally ill?
No.
And he says, no, he's talking to me. See how we quick to judge?
We're
so quick to judge instead of seeking the Holy Spirit for discernment. I heard it earlier.
Thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah. We got to have discernment. We're so quick to want to point fingers and call something out and don't know the whole circumstance or the situation. We got to ask the Lord. God knows all things. He sees all things. He told Adam, he says, Adam, where are they? He was hiding. He already knew Adam was hiding. He already knew what these people are doing. Who are we? Yeah. We're not their gods, but we are out to introduce them to God.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's where our mindset should be. Ooh, we should have a Christ-like mind. Make it not about ourselves and make it about Jesus, the one that can save, the one that can deliver, the one that can set free.
Yeah.
And it's time for people to be set free. This state, this world is in a critical situation, and the land is crying out. And God says, my
Amen.
People, which was called by my name, to humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then I should hear from, well, repent. Then I should hear from heaven, and I should heal the land. And, you know, many of us would say, we ain't wicked.
Come on.
A lot of us would say that we ain't wicked, but we are wicked when we're not praying for God's land, his people. When we take the day, today to say, okay, today I'm going to do what I want to do and not ask God, what is it purpose that you woke me up this morning? What is it that you need me to do? He need a vessel. He used his son. His son was the first vessel. To show us the way. And we must be the same vessels to show somebody else the other way. A lot of people there would never step a foot up in a church.
Amen.
Not a building.
Amen.
But they would they would see you in the store. They would see you shopping. They would see you even in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Show Jesus. Show Jesus. The woman of God called it out. We are the children of the light. Call them out of darkness. I brought you into the marvelous light for you to bring somebody else. Let your light shine so bright that men will see your good work, that the Father in heaven may be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. And he said, well, we lift his name upon the earth. He'll do the drawing. Let's woo them to Jesus. Why she so excited? Why he so excited? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's Jesus. Everything is Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Joy in my feet, joy in my hands, joy in my knees. Set the fire. Hey!
Thanks for running us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let the fire. 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 Let someone that's called be touched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Father, we just believe that the blind man said, I once was blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Love you,
thank
Lord. You. I pray for my brother. I pray for my wife. I pray for my son, my daughter. I pray for all of my family.
Yes.
I pray that they will keep knowledge and understanding. I pray that you will keep us, Father. You will undergird us with your truth. And give us to followers of you, Jesus. Let the anointing flow. Let your anointing flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire. Let the fire. The fire. The Holy Ghost with fire. The Holy Ghost with fire. The Holy Ghost with fire. Oh, Shande. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody right now is getting a healing. Somebody's getting a healing in their body right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory to your name, Lord. Thank you for healing me, Father.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise your
name. As old lady said, those are moaning pain. Those are pain. Those are words that I can't even explain. But I know it's deep in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody's been touched tonight. Somebody's been touched.
We don't. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody's been touched tonight. Somebody's been touched tonight. Somebody's been touched tonight. Hey, thank you. Thank you for Dr. Lawrence calling me and Matt the Whale. We need him at the well tonight.
Yes,
your will, not our will, Father, but your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Yes, Holy Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love the name. Your name is above every name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Yes, Lord. You did it, Jesus. You did it. You took on the likeness of a man and not an angel because you became the seed of Abraham. But you born us to come out because you passed it, Father. You passed it on, Father, through your Son. It's through you, Jesus. It's through you, Jesus, that we have a right to live. We have a right to be with the Father. We have a right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father.
When you're getting one apart, things are going to happen. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
She was talking, he's getting on one accord. And that's what it's all about, getting on one accord, praying specifically. This is when you're on one accord, you're not praying a general prayer. You're praying in agreement specifically for things for God to have his way.
Yeah.
It's all about Jesus. Nothing else matters. It's all about lifting him up and letting the Holy Ghost do what he do in us.
Yeah.
All we're doing is surrendering to the Lord. And it's all about letting him have his way. And we're wanting souls that as he leaves, see, no soul can come to Jesus unless the Father draw them.
Amen.
Jesus says, nobody can come to me unless the Father from heaven had drawn him to me, and he would no wise cast them out. That's why we let the Holy Ghost have his way. The prophet is, she started talking about some specific things that I've been talking about for months, about the discernment of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I want to take it even farther. The discernment of the Holy Spirit between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous. Those discerning places that the Holy Spirit is operating in is for us.
That's right.
It's for us, for the work of the ministry. The effective work of the ministry, the discerning spirit. And we have to be in tune to know the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, and righteous and unrighteous. Because Jesus is coming back for the church. He's not coming back for the world. He's coming back for the church, and we have to do whatever we can by being led by the Holy Spirit with these discernments so that we can be effectively lifting up the name of Jesus.
That's
why we say yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's why we say yes, Lord. The book of Job is talking about keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Yes.
Keeping yourselves humble, keeping yourself available to be used.
Yes.
Availability 24 hours a day. Availability when you pray before you go to bed at night. Availability reading your word of God at night before you fall asleep. Availability waking up through the night, giving God praise, giving him a time. God wants a personal relationship with you.
That's right.
Availability. That's why that song says, Lord, I'm available to you to do what you have me to. Because, why? Because, Lord, I'm available to you.
My soul is thirsty.
That's what it's all about, being available to be used by the Lord.
Yes.
Being a vessel for the master's hand to be used by him.
Amen.
Sister Dolores, go ahead.
Yes. We need to and should be available at all times. Thank the word at our lips at all times. And like Sister Chandra is, I hope I'm right, from Georgia, she was saying that she's been a young man. He was talking to himself, and she was like, Lord, is he crazy? You know, and like she said, we're so quick to judge, and that brought me back to one time my sister and I was on the bus, and we were signing. We were doing sign language, and so we heard the people behind us say, oh, they can't talk. And then we didn't pay any attention. We started laughing. They said, oh, they can talk. So we have to be careful about judging others and so forth. And then look for an opportunity. I always pray every morning. I try to pray and ask God, Lord, if there be an opportunity to give a word, let me give it. If there's an opportunity for me to receive, let me receive that word. And also, I was out, like, and when she said that, it brought me back to when the other day I was out, and a young man that I knew, I didn't see him, he saw me. And he came up and he started talking and everything. So it was an opportunity for me to give him a word of God. And so I would say I'm available for excuse me. And his appointed time. So we all have to do that. Be available for the Lord, regardless of the time, the hour, wherever we are. Be available for the Lord. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
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 Think about this here. The time that you spent being available to your job.
Come on.
And now think about this here. The time that you spent in a relationship with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
See, she talked about this here, one accord in these discernments, and it's important that you have availability through a relationship of hearing his voice.
Yeah.
A relationship, because if you're a part-time Christian, guess what? You're going to get a part-time hearing his voice.
Come on.
But if you're a full-time Christian, it's just a hallelujah. Glory to the name. It's just like you being available 24 hours a day. I'm at my job. Got my mind thinking about you. Lord, I'm driving down the road in my car, but Lord, I'm holding your hand.
Yeah. Glory.
I'm walking in the park exercising, but Lord, you're running right there with me.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's availability. When you're available for him, you're able to assist what he's giving you through that uncleanness, unrighteousness, unholiness, all of these things you're available to receive from the Lord, because guess what? You're giving him yourself that you are available.
Yeah.
Once you see, the topic talks about, in the book of Acts, you say Peter and John went up together at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer.
Yeah.
They made it. They got into agreement, and they were available.
Yeah.
Something happened. They were available. They were available to give God the glory at that instant.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that we're doing right now on this radio. We're being available for the ones that don't know the Lord.
Right.
We're available. We're available to you to know who we serve. We're available to lift up who we serve in the fullness of our being, not holding anything out, not holding anything back. We want you to know that Jesus is real.
Amen.
We want you to know that you can't do anything wrong. You can't do anything wrong where God say, "I won't forgive you," and I throw it in the sea of forgiveness.
That's right.
Yes,
repentance is so important that you understand. And that's why I'm taking this opportunity right now to welcome you into a relationship with Jesus. The Bible talks about in Romans 10:9, it talks about if you just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, that confession comes from, I'm coming to you just like you were coming to a girl that you significant know, that want to know.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Kevin. Come on, there.
Yeah.
You don't have to get into a three-piece suit. You don't have to get into that long dress with the skirt way down there.
Come on.
You don't have to do all of that. All you have to do is give your life to the Lord from just confession.
Yeah.
If you just confess, Lord, I know you allow this time right now out of all the things that I've done in my life.
Yes, Lord.
I wasn't happy about it, but Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins.
Yes,
have mercy upon my soul. Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I just open my heart to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
You make it personal. Okay. You make this personal relationship with the Savior.
Yes.
God in no wise would turn you away.
Right.
Give your life to Christ today. Don't wait to tomorrow. Tomorrow may not ever get here for you. Thousands of people are waiting to Sunday. Sunday may not ever come.
Come on.
Thousands are waiting for tomorrow saying, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'm tired right now. I'm just going to do it tomorrow. You may die in your sleep. People die and they sleep all the time. I'm telling you right now, it's the truth. See, people are dying every day, every second. People are dying. But you want this is your opportunity. Why turn your opportunity away from going to a place where in my Father's house are many mansions where the streets are paved with gold? Right, where it won't be no sun like you see right now. It won't be no sun. The glory of the Lord will illuminate this earth.
Mm.
Why turn away that reward that you can have with a living Savior as receiving him as Lord and Savior of your life? If the Bible says, again, if you just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, when you believe in your heart, not in your philosophy, when you believe in your heart, see, God is looking at your heart. He says, he told them, he says, I'm not looking at how tall they are. I'm looking at their heart.
Yeah.
What God looks at. Their relationship starts from a heart. It's a heart thing. It's from the inside.
Yeah, man.
I'm begging you today, give your life to Christ. This thing is real. It's real. You don't want to lose your soul and go to hell. There's no way out. You cannot repent enough in hell. You'll never get out. But this is time. The Bible says, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, give your life to Christ. Come on into the family. Come on.
Yeah.
Just think about God saying, I'll wipe all your tears into the sea of forgiveness. I'm gonna throw all your sins over there. And when the Lord comes to be lost, he said, Lord, remember that sin I asked you to forgive me? He'll say, what sin?
Yeah. Come on.
He'll never bring it up to you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's true. Thank you.
Amen. It's so important. That's why it's so important to move by his spirit. And we truly got to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and how he moves and how he operates. Because we got to be effective. The Holy Spirit is effective. When he speaks, something happens. And
Amen.
That's the same way we should be so in tune with the Holy Spirit. When he speaks and he downloads us and he tells us to speak. Well, if you say speak healing now, speak healing now, and I speak healing now, that person is going to be healed.
In the name of Jesus.
That's right, in the name of Jesus. In his name, whatever we ask in his name, amen. In the name of Jesus, it's going to be done.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important for us to be in tune and have this divine relationship with our Heavenly Father. We move and operate how he say move and how he say operate.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, it's not me, the things that I do, it's of my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's the same thing that should be, it's not what I do, it's not what you do, it's of our Father.
Hallelujah.
And is the man of God, your name Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin, yes,
Kevin?
Sir.
Uh-huh.
Kevin, I hear an increase for you, and I also hear a move for you. I don't know if you're physically moving, but I hear a move in the spirit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
God is good.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
All the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise God. That is such a wonderful message. We just give God all the glory for what he's doing tonight and how the Holy Spirit is moving on tonight. It is truly awesome. And like you say, we have to stay in tune with what the Holy Spirit is saying. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, we have to act on it, because something is going to happen. If it, like you said, if he says speak healing, healing got to happen.
That's right.
If you speak it, it's got to happen. Whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. It's just a blessing to know that. I try on my job. Whenever the Lord allow me an opportunity, even on my job, I speak to him. Or wherever the God, wherever the Lord sent me, I speak to people. I don't go on my own. I go when he send me to speak to people.
One
strength of God.
One
strength
of God. Joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I receive it in the name of Jesus and the spirit that he was given from the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Because that's what it's all about, our one accordness. We are helping to one another, and we're in one accord. That's the family. See, that's the family. The fivefold ministry is in work. The family.
Yes. Amen.
It's all about us lifting up Jesus and being in tune to what the Holy Spirit is and telling us to do.
Amen.
We're so alive tonight and so in tune with what God has given us today. We need to take it deeper. We need to open up even more so that He'll just flood our soul.
Yes.
Just flood our soul, just like a cup that runneth over. Lord, just flood our soul in one accord. We say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just flood our soul. Just flood us, Father. Flood us in your will. Flood us in your discernment. Flood us in your power, Father. Flood us in everything that you want us to do, Father. We say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We're dealing with a God that doesn't operate in just time. He operates in eternity. He operates in where His will.
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless Hallelujah. Praise His name. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes,
God
Lord.
In eternity. Hallelujah, Father. Woo. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
The Bible has many joints, many parts, many parts of the body of Christ. We can't just say that we don't have no need of the toe. We can't say we have no need of the ear. We can't say we have no need of the nose. We're all fitly joined together to give Him what? The glory.
Yes.
Give Him the glory.
Have your way, Jesus. Thank you,
That's
Lord.
What we say. Lord, have your way.
Oh, have your
have
way.
Have your way.
Lord,
I know there's some people out there that's listening tonight, but we want to welcome you into the family. You may not confess on the radio, but we want to welcome you into the family through your own confession and personal relationship that you have started through the Word of God, knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Welcome to the family. You can speak out if you like to, because we welcome you. There's no dumb questions in knowing that the solution is the answer is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Your answer, how you're feeling, your emotional issues, your decisive and your thinking, the answer is in the Bible. The Bible talks about in one of these verses, he talks about in Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, once you become a believer, you trust in the Lord with all your heart, knowing that you can talk to Him just like I'm talking to you. You can trust God.
Yes.
You may have trusted a human being on this face of the earth, and they've let you down. But guess what? When you trust God with all your heart and stop leaning on your own understanding, God will always, always show up for you. Because why?
Amen.
You trust in Him with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're not leaning up on your own understanding. It doesn't matter what the situation may seem like.
Amen.
God is a God that can do anything.
Blessed.
So with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. That is written in the Bible. Nothing is impossible. You may be thinking that, man, I've been on this good job for 10 years, and I haven't even got a raise, but that's the only job that I can get. Right. You're saying nothing is impossible with God.
Nothing.
Nothing. You may not even ask for anything. You may have just been going to work trying to be a good person, be a good Christian. But let me tell you something. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Nothing.
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 There's no limit what God can do. What He does for others, He'll do for you. God is not a respect for a person. As long as we've been into this walk with God, when you come in, it's just like we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same level with God.
That's right.
We are children of God.
Amen. Sons of God.
There's no respect for a person with God.
That's right.
You can get saved today. You can give your life today with Christ. You know that God is there for you. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Nothing. That's why we encourage you. This radio station is here on building you up in the Lord. Letting you know that you can be saved and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen if you die.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Because with God, all things are possible. Sister Lenore, go ahead.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That is so true. With
but
God,
I
all
speak this, lady. If it's possible, I've got the lady on the phone with us. I'll just call her last four numbers. The last one. Her last four numbers. 4064. I want to tell you that the love of God is coming on you like you see it, you're feeling it, and God wants to take you to another height. He wants to take you and let you look beyond. So if you declare and decree, God told me to tell you, he can do it for you.
I declare and decree. I believe it. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I declare
Amen.
And decree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yes, Lord. And thank you, Lord.
9164. You on the line also. But God told me to tell you, you got a quiet spirit, but he wants to fire you up more.
Ooh,
you love him. You love God.
Yes.
And he wants to fire you up with more. He wants to give you more. In other words, he wants to give you hallelujah. And as the brother was saying, he wants to give you more. See, you don't need the dunamis. You need to exhaust that power. You need that fullness. And so the lady with 9164, or the person, I want to let you know that I love you. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I don't care what either one of us has been through. I love you.
Amen.
I used to smoke the reefer, the wine, run the women, but now I'm on God's side. And I don't mind telling the word. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. But I'm telling you, I got my hand. I'm like I'm on a track. I'm putting my hand, waiting on the pass the baton. Because I'm going to bring you on in. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And Father, the persons I just spoke to you, I thank you for giving the boldness to them.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord.
Thank you, Father
somebody's feet is burning now. My God, somebody's feet. Somebody with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Don't let
me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That's all time.
Yeah. Continuously. And I want to let you know that I love you.
Amen.
I love you. I just stay behind the scene and just pray. And talk to God, ask God who's next. And that this lady is still this lady. But just remember to ever listen. What God has for you, nobody can take it from you. Nobody.
Amen.
I don't care what they say. No, it don't belong to them. God said, I give unto you. I give unto you power.
Yes.
I give unto you authority. It belongs to us, the believers. We have the power to create food because Jesus said, we lift it to the Father. Father, I don't have any money. I lift it to the Father and watch the Father just make money. Somebody say, you sound like a crazy man. I am. Because I can tell you about my house. When I was a young man, getting ready for my job, looking for God to do something for me, and all of a sudden, Jesus, and all of a sudden, as I was praying, a young man lost my job. I wasn't new, and God had a man to go. I went over the front door. He said, here's the $750 that you owe on your house. Now go pay your house note. I was so excited. I closed the door, but I started looking at the door. It was a clear day on the, and the man was in the car because I couldn't see nobody. I said, it had to be an angel. It had to be. And I've been in the same place for 40 plus years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody told you that you didn't have a job. But I want to tell you, God said, you don't need a job. I got a job for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm going to tell you, I'm moved by the Spirit. When I was told that they were that the city of Houston said, we're going to fire you. Hear what a woman did for me. She went and she was, she went and she talked to the director. She said, that young man, I didn't know there was, the woman was on my side. But I'm here to tell you what God can do.
Yes.
I'm going to keep 90 days off with no pay. He has to be at home every day. And they did it every day for 3 straight months. But God showed the enemy why they attacked me at. But God brought it back. And now I get a retirement. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
I get retired 3 times as much as they had tried to take from me. But God is able. God is able. He wants you to know. Well, Father, I can tell somebody that day what they did, what they did, what they did to me. But I trust you, Father. I mean, I got a wife that'll come over in the morning to see me here. Ain't got no job, can't do nothing, can't leave home until after 6 o'clock. And after 6 o'clock, well, where am I going to go to work at? I couldn't do nothing because they're watching me 24/7. But God. But God. But God.
Hallelujah.
So I don't go up to the patient and tell them, well, look what God has done. No, I tell them what God can do. God can do anything if you want him to. He can do anything he wants to. And let me tell you something to somebody that's listening. This lady from Georgia named Shanda, I didn't know nothing about this woman. Being honest with you, God sent her to me from Georgia 3 years ago and said, God sent me to tell you. And I said, oh, I grabbed my wife. I said, oh, Lord, here come another person, got a word. All these women got a word. All these women got a word. But when she began to speak, my soul rejoiced because the Holy Ghost said, you better hear what I'm saying to you because I sent her. And when she told what God is doing, everything that God has told me is doing it. He's doing it. And one thing we're on the radio session right now, I prayed, and I teach up and said, God's going to give you all your desires. They're going to start on peace at a time. But it's a test of your faith. My faith is tested. Your faith is tested. You're on this radio station for a reason. Why are you on it? Because God want to speak to you. God want to tell you what an old soldier been through. I've been through the rock. I've been through the cotton field. I've been through without no food. I've been without no shoes. I've been without no clothes. But I trusted God. I believe God. Believe God. When they told me you ain't up a little nappy-headed Negro, you ain't going nowhere. I thank God. I look beyond.
Hallelujah.
I look up to the hills in my help. My help coming from the Lord. My help coming from the Lord. That check don't mean nothing, but what God's ready to do for all of us. He's finna put some M-O-N-E-Y in our hands like we've never seen it before. He's gonna bless us with him. He's gonna bless us with wealth. He's gonna give us car. He's gonna give us clothes. He's gonna give us everything. Hallelujah. And even an honest husband and an honest wife.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you. The fire of the Holy Ghost is coming around the radio station. I'm laying my hands on my head in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody. Have your way.
Rivers of living water.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something, because sometimes it may take you a long time. It appears it's a long time to go out there after your prayer, but he's always on time. He's always on time.
Always
on time.
Always.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they told me my mother-in-law was going to be here, he's alive today. When they told me that my nephew is dead, he's alive. Hallelujah, because proud of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
He's a new kid. Well, yes, got a new liver. Got a new liver. Got a new liver. Got a new liver. Got a new liver.
Yes.
I'm bragging on God. I ain't bragging on God. I'm bragging on God.
Yes.
Bragging
yes.
on what he did through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Am I a friend? Yes. Nope. Have I been? I've been whipped. I've been whipped by the church members because they told me we're gonna whip you because we don't want to hear that mess you're talking about. We don't want no Holy Ghost. But God sent me there.
But God sent me there.
Somebody say you're so crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you what I've been through. I've been there the same way I've been. So don't say I owe any man nothing but love. That's all I owe is nothing but love.
That's right.
Nothing but love. That's all I owe. I owe no man nothing but love. That's all I owe. This is out of love. It's all about love. I want to see the lady that they called me today was the enemy to turn around and try to make her lose her job. But God wants to tell her tonight because he loves her. He wants to love her. He's going to give her a job like she ain't never seen before.
Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't got to worry about nothing no more. God is putting you in his hand. When God puts your name, he said, who can take you out of my hand? Nobody can. But I got you in my hand, who's going to take you? The devil can come around and swat at you, the knees, the necks, everything, but God has the authority. God has the power. God has the anointing. He said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Shall abide. When we abide under him, we have a right to be with God. We have a right to be with God. Hallelujah. Because the devil can do us no harm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and the prophet is saying, the time has come for us to press out, to bring them in, to leave them while you're sitting down. Get up off your old squat daddy and get out there and say, look, do you know Jesus? Well, I don't know if I'm going to say nothing to that one. Let me tell you something. When I was John Osteen prayed over us and said, go and take the word out.
Thank you, Lord.
And we gave our Bible. We bought the church, began to build from 300 to 3,000 to 10,000. I watched God in 1 month do it, 40,000 people a month coming to the church. Why? Because they were hungry. People are still hungry. They're still hungry for the word. They're still hungry for the word. And the word is life. Jesus said, he said, this is my body. This is my blood. Eat and drink ye all of it. It's me. We got to give it. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. All the believers you got on the line tonight, Father, let a blessing of Abraham through Jesus Christ fall on all of us. I want to thank you, Father. Whoa. Whoa, hallelujah. God made it so everybody could see today, all of a sudden, And God wants you to know right now, because you're back on the line, your last four is 0824. I want you to know that God has a blessing for you. God wants to bring you into it. He wants to walk you into it. He wants to take you into it. He wants to lead you into it. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. But when we don't, God can... Yes. Sometimes we can get ahead of ourselves. I'm telling you what I know, what I heard, what I saw. But if we just wait on the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can do what God can do. God can do anything. If God put a president in the office that's black as I am, God can do anything. God put a president in the office, was a thief, a liar, but God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do it. Put a king in office, David, who became a whore by looking at the woman, but God can do anything. God, he said, I raised up. He said, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west, but it comes from God. God said, I put up some and put down some. See, God has a time that Hunter's going to be put down. But while Hunter's up, he wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know he loves you. He wants you to know he loves you. I'm here with you. I'm with your team. I'm on your team. What do you want me to do? You want me to be the quarterback? You want me to be the lineman? What do you want to do? You want to play baseball? What do you want to play? I'm on your team. What do you want? You need a water boy? I'm on your team. I'm on your team. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I remember the younger man growing up, and I watched my mother get on her knees and say, "Father, my children have nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to feed my children." And all of a sudden, somebody was knocking at the front door. Went out there and all the food. I said, Mama, somebody brought a basket of food. See, God can answer the prayer.
Hallelujah!
I can do anything. You can do it. You're worthy, you're merciful, God. Oh, yes. God fed us. He fed us. He feeding us now.
Yes.
Because I want somebody to know that God loves us.
Yes.
God loves us.
Thank
you. He wants to use us. This is our hour. Yes. This is our time.
Yes.
Don't look back. Don't look back up behind me, Dada. That's hell behind you, and you don't want to fall in. One step away to victory.
Amen.
Doctor, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Somebody is getting a blessing right now. God is talking to somebody. God is talking to somebody right now. All I can tell you is look, keep your eyes. When they whipped Jesus, he didn't say a word. He paid the price. We ain't got to go through it. All we got to do is stand in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody ought to just give God the praise and the glory. Somebody ought to give God the praise and the glory. Because what God has done,
He's doing it for us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And when I met Ella, I didn't know him, but I knew he was a man of God. I could tell the way he would talk with the word of God. I knew he was a man of God. And he is a man of God. Standing in the fold. In the fold. And God is bringing us out of darkness. See, we've been in the shadow too long. It's time to get in the light. See, as we sit in the country, and you said the horn go plomp, and we know who it was. It was a man that come in to pick us up because we had to go to chop cotton. We had to get up early in the morning. We chopped as much cotton as we could. When it get hot, we got it. So I want to take the same attitude. Why am I telling you this? Oh, yes, I'm an educated man. I can get through the adjective, but I want to let you know that where I've been through it.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've been through it. I know what I am because I watched God do what he promised me he's going to do. And he's going to do more. He's going to do better because you're going to be right there with me. I'm going to push you up. I'm going to keep nudging you. And you keep nudging me. And we're going to help each other. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. I just
Praise
thank
the Lord.
God tonight. All the testimonies, the word of God that has come forth. Man, this is, we couldn't ask for anything more. I mean, the word is just light. It's life for us. And we just give God the glory. And I thank you for that wonderful testimony, Dr. Hunter, because I can identify with that. And one time I was keeping my sister's sick. I had been in an injury, and I was at a workman's comp, hadn't started. And I didn't, my sister brought her kids over. I didn't have any food and any money. I had people that I could go to. Son of God, I said, I'm not going to my people. I said, I trust you. I said, Lord, if you could send somebody to feed the children, I'll be all right. And here come a lady, come to my house. She blew a horn and called my name. And I went outside. She said, well, hey, I've been to the church. She said, and I brought all, she brought about five plates back. And I thought, my God. I said, Lord, I know I ain't tell nobody but you. And you had to tell her because I didn't have, you know, so I know what he can do. I know what God will do for you. God is an awesome God. I've been in situations where God has proved himself over and over and over again. God has blessed me for, blessed me with things I didn't even ask for.
Come on.
And sometimes I think, Lord, I didn't deserve it. There was a woman on my right. When God gave me my job, I want to say this, and then I'm going to let Evangelist Allen pray for the souls. I was on my job. When God gave me my job, he told me, he said, I didn't give you this job to just make money. I said, okay, Lord, I accept it.
Amen.
He said, but to
Amen.
Talk to my people when I send you, I said, I'll do it. And when God began to send me people on my job, and talk to them. And he began to heal the ones that believed his word, that believed his word. And one woman he sent me to. This woman, the woman called me. They called me. I believe I still got the message on my phone. And they said, she's making out her will, and she want to put you in it, a white lady. And I said, okay, Lord. So she called me. They took down my name. They said, she want to put you in. She put me in a will, and God told me, said she didn't do it. I had her to do it.
Bless God.
Amen.
I said, Lord.
Glory be to God.
That's what God can do. I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for anything. But God said, because of your obedience, I'm going to show you what I'll do for you. Because of your obedience, because you accepted me, you accepted doing my will.
Unconditional love.
God did it. Amen. And I just want to share that with y'all, because when your heart is after God, when you're obedient to the call of God, when God can use me at any time, day or night, when he called, I answer. Amen? When Dr. Hunter called me, he said, I don't know you. You don't know me. He said, but the Lord told me to call. I said, I just got through praying, asking God, what has God told me to do? So when I'm available to the Lord, he said, I will not withhold any good thing from you. And God began to, I'm telling you, so I know what God can do.
He can do it. He can do it.
Amen. Praise God.
Which one is online going to lead us in prayer? Which one is one online going to lead us in prayer besides Kevin and Dr. and the Prophet? Which one going to lead us in prayer?
Hallelujah.
Show your faith and step out there.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for this night. We pray, Lord Jesus, that every need has been met, Lord Jesus, through the word of God. Lord, we just come to you right now, Lord Jesus, because we get to pray. We don't have to, but we get to pray, Father God. Father, we just thank you for this time together, Father God. We praying for lost souls that don't know you and the pardon of their sin, that they can come to you anytime, Lord. You would not cast them out, Father God. We just thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that we are one. We are one family, Lord Jesus, and that we can come to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for this time together, Lord Jesus. If it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we don't know where would we be, Father God. We just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we are on one accord, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name, Lord. We lift your name up, Father God. We just pray for the nation, Father God. We pray that your will be done, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for your kingdom, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name. And this I pray in your son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody else, step out on faith.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
We come before you tonight thanking you for every word that has spoken, Lord, because we are true believers, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for allowing us this time, dear Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your word, because your word is life, dear Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Lord, we just want to praise you, Lord God. Lord, that your word may go forth, that someone may hear and come running, dear Lord God. That your word brought them, dear Lord God, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free, Father. Father, we give you all the honor and all the praise. Lord, we pray for people around the world, dear Lord God, to be saved, dear Lord God, that they may hear your word, Lord God. Lord, we're praying for our government, dear Lord God. We're praying for local, dear Lord God, governments, dear Lord God. We're praying for the nation, dear Lord God. Lord, we thank you tonight, dear Lord God, for hearing our prayer, dear Lord God, because, Lord, we are nothing but your word is something, dear Lord God. And, Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and all the praise, dear Lord God. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. All the things that we don't know how to say, dear Lord, and what to say, dear Lord God, let the Holy Spirit speak for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, concerning your will, dear Lord God. Lord, and every word that you have spoken tonight, dear Lord, and every word that you put within our spirits, Father, we pray you in your son, Jesus' name, dear Lord God. Keep us, Lord, because we can't keep ourselves. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Step out on faith. Step out on faith.
Thank you, Father.
Step on out there.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Step out there on faith. Step out there on faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Step out there on faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, the Lord's not going to make you just step out on faith.
Amen.
Step out on faith. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Step out there on faith. Step out there on faith. Hallelujah. I call those things to be none of the things are in your life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Come
yes, Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus. We lift your name up, Father God. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We gather in your name, Lord. You are in the midst, Father God. We thank you that your word would go forward, Lord Jesus. Not, it would not return it to you forward, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right
Hallelujah.
Now. Grace and your mercy that new every morning, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're more than conquerors, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your word, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name. Have your way.
Hallelujah. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Speak to that mountain. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Power of the enemy right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's coming up against people's minds. Thank you, Lord. Let that mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Better take that mind acceptable in your sight, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. It's you that I live and have my beings, Father God. It's all because of you, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Power in your
Hallelujah.
Name, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Yes, yes. Yes.
Your name, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My. Yes, Father.
You just haven't heard. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, the truth and the light. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody, speak to their spirit, Father God. Somebody, you right now, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for interceding,
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
Your holy name. Thank you for my family, friends, my loved ones. Save them, Lord.
Yes.
Use them for your glory, Father God. All of my cousins and nieces and nephews, save them, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Ghost, Father God. Use them for your glory, Father God. Use them, Lord Jesus. Have your way in their lives, Father God. The ones that don't know you, Father God. Touch them right now, Lord, wherever they are, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know them by name, Father. You know the string, every number in their hair is numbered, Father God. You know them, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Camp your angels you got in charge over them right now, Father God. Touch them, Jesus. Touch my family, my loved ones. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I lift you up,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Know that you hear me when I pray, Father God. I have confidence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Father.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, everyone is on the prayer line, Father God. Lord, touch them right now, Lord. Give them desires of their heart, Father God. Use them for your glory, Lord. Touch them, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, Lord. You know what they need, what they like of, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your wisdom, Lord. For the fear of the Lord is wisdom, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your wisdom.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Fire. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. People with all kinds of sickness, Lord. Heal them right now, Lord Jesus. say by your stripes they were healed, Father God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Go by the hospitals, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch the sick, the shut-in, the afflicted, ones that don't know you and pardon their sin, Lord. We crying out, Lord, to you, Father God. You said that we can come to you, Lord Jesus. We come to you right now, Lord, lifting up your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. Somebody just walking around the streets right now, don't even know you, Father God. We praying, Lord Jesus, that your will be done in their life, Father God. Use us for your glory, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Put somebody in their path, Father God, that's going to tell them and teach them about your word, Father God. Lord,
yes.
I thank you. Now, Lord Jesus, have your way in their life, Father God. Hallelujah. As many have gone astray, Father God, bring them back, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
God, glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Lord, I thank you.
Praise.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For the opportunity.
Yes,
lift your name up, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need you, Jesus.
Yes,
more
Lord.
Than help. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Yes. So much happening right now. We don't even know where it said, Lord, but we right here touching and agreeing, Lord Jesus, on the same thing, Lord, that it will be done, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know who it is that I'm praying for tonight, but whoever it is, Lord, just give your life to Jesus right now, because he's the way. He's the way. He's the only way. You can't look for it in nothing else but in Jesus. Give your life to Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Repent. Be baptized for the remission of your sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we go to your name, Lord. It's all because of you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
We must believe that he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ooh, praise the name, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I had 10,000 tongues. I couldn't praise you enough, Father. I couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're everything to me. Thank you, Father. My bread, my water, everything, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm content. I'm content. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Honor your word, Father God.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All your many blessings.
Praise your name, Lord. You alone.
Hallelujah.
You be praised. You alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good news. Your gospel is good news. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord.
Praise him.
Yes. Praise
yes,
his name. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Come to the Lord. Time. Come to him. Give him your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. He loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So good to me, Lord. When I couldn't be good to myself, Lord, you're good to me. I thank you, Father God, for saving me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bringing me out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I could have been anywhere else, Lord, but I thank you for this opportunity. I can get to talk to you, Lord, just to meet with you, Father God. I can come to you, Lord, whenever I want to. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You can always pray and not faint. Pray in season and out of season. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line, Lord. Thank you that we can come in agreement with each other, Lord Jesus, and with your word, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the people that's on this prayer line that's sharing your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you for hearing today, Lord Jesus. God, yes. Lord. Having to be obedient, yes, to that pain, Father God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Oh.
Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Have a ear to hear what your spirit is saying. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for my eyes I can see, Father God. Thank you for my feet I can walk. My hands I can feel. Lord, I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Somebody can't even walk. Thank you that I can walk. How? Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Jesus. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh. Thank you that I'm in my right mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Yes. Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Can't do nothing without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Everything has a purpose. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee.
Yes, Lord.
Me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes, Lord, I need thee.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. This is a healing place.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we will declare.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
You are the great God,
yes, sir.
Lord God,
yes, Lord.
Great I am.
There was a time that I used to cry.
Yes.
There was
already, yes. Sitting on the right hand with the Father God. Oh,
yes.
Father, you made so many,
and giving us so many promises, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for each promise, because you are God that you shall not lie, nor a son of man that you shall repent. You told us to bring you back in remembrance of your word. You said, and my arms waxed too short. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, for sending forth your word, God. And you said, wherever we send out your word, you shall establish it, God. And God, we thank you for doing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we bless your holy name, God. God, I pray for newness. God, I pray for increase, God, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said, behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth, God. God, let the new thing spring forth tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, Father, God, all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new, God. Oh, Father, God, new mindsets, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, regulate minds tonight, God. Oh, let this mind that be in Christ be in thee also, God. Oh, God, I thank you for elevation tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for your spirit, God. I thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name, God, your righteous name, your faithful name, God. Oh, God, you are faithful, Father God. Oh, God, you are faithful, 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 God. And, God, we thank you for your faithfulness, God. Oh, Father God, if there's anything that's in any of us, God, oh, God, we ask you right now, God, to uproot it, to pluck it up, to pull it down tonight, God. Oh, Father God, find us worthy, God. Find us worthy to carry your glory tonight, God. Find us worthy, God, to carry your glory, God. And we want to carry your glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you for your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name, Father God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the anointing right now, Father God.
Yes,
destroys every yoke of bondage right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father God, that your people are free, God. You said, who the Son sets free is free indeed, never to entangle yourself in that bondage again. Oh, Luke, God, even that spirit power, God. Oh, God, there was prayer for Peter, God, and he came knocking at the door, God. God, let us begin to pray for peace, God. Oh, God, not for ourselves, God, but God, we thank you for the knock at the door on tonight, Father God. God, we thank you for answer prayer right now, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, God, and we bless your holy name, God. God, I thank you, and I pray for a complete turnaround, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I pray for houses, and God, you know I'm not a material person, but God, I hear it. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, God. I hear you, God. Somebody need a place to stay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you for a new house, God. I thank you for a new heart, God. I thank you for a new job tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for turning around, God. Turning around, God. You said in your word, Father God, this temple, they can turn, with this temple, I can turn down and I can build it back up in 3 days. 3 day turnaround. 3 day turnaround. 3 day turnaround. 3 day turnaround. God, we thank you for 3 day turnaround. In the main name of Jesus, God. I decree and declare to be so, God. And you told me, wherever I decree your word, Father God, that you shall establish it, God. God, you said in your word, God, that you won't allow not one of my words to fall to the ground, God. God, tonight, God, oh, Father God, honor each word that's coming out of my mouth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you have put this prayer in my belly, and you said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, God. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. You shall live. You shall live. You shall live, and you shall not die. You shall live, and you shall live, and you shall not die. But the decree declares the work of the Lord, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I come against every sickness, matter of sickness and disease right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. Healing is the surgeon's bread. Oh, God, I thank you, God. You said, many of the righteous are afflicted, but God, deliver them out of all. You've been delivered tonight. You've been set free tonight. Stand on it, claim it, and walk in it in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, hallelujah. We thank you. Every assignment of the enemy has already been canceled. You did it. You placed it under your feet, God. And tonight, Father God, we place it under our feet. We stand in the power. We stand in and authority, God, that you have given us in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. And we thank you for doing it right now. Oh, God, and we bless you. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's time to walk it out. 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 Know that you know that you know that you know that you know that he is Lord of all, that he is King of Kings, that he is the Son of God. Let know that you know that you know that you know tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he is your Lord and Shepherd, and you share not one. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know who this is for, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's time to, rejoice. It's time to stop crying. I heard Dr. Hunter say to somebody tonight that the pity party, don't let the devil give you a pity party. You turn that party around, and you begin to celebrate Jesus, because Jesus said the trials and tribulations of this world to be of good cheer, for I have already overcome them. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We are triumphant through Christ Jesus. And it's time to have that mindset. Through Christ Jesus, I can do all things who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Lean on Jesus. Depend on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Eat Jesus. Sleep Jesus. Dream Jesus. Wake up with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Holy Name. Glory be to your holy name. The battle is not yours anyway, says the Lord. We take on things, hallelujah. We take on things and not give it to God. But he says, cast your cares tonight. Cast your cares tonight. Cast your cares tonight. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Come on, it's time to celebrate Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just are just a vessel. You just a vessel. You just a vessel. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you,
men and women of God, this is not a time and this is not a place to be in a place that you think you can do God's job, that you think you can do God's work. Because I'm telling you, like Ananias and Sapphira, you shall fall dead. You better get out that place and get yourself back in the place that you need to be. Come out of that place thinking you doing something. You ain't doing nothing. It's through Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Move yourself out of the way. Move yourself out of the way. Your flesh gotta die. Hallelujah.
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 The word of God says beware of the one, not that this can kill your soul, but he can kill your soul and your spirit. Beware.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's the only one can do that is God. Be aware. Hallelujah. 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 Come out of that place. Come out of that mindset. It's not you.
That's right.
It's not you.
Out of God, man.
Not you. Hallelujah. Lord says enough is enough. I will not share my glory with another. I'm a judge.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Favorite prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you just get in a place of worship, if you just get in a place of praising God, stop allowing circumstances and situations to keep you bogged down. Guess what? God's already moved on your behalf. He's just waiting for you to offer up some praise and thanksgiving.
There you go. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Do the releasing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He can't release until you release. Offer up praise. Even though everybody heard the same word, you talked 10 different people. They give you 10 different things that they got out of the service that day. And you're like, oh, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear that. It was not for you to hear it. That was for that person. And that was for that person and so forth.
Yeah.
You got to be spirit-filled.
Make it plain.
You got to truly be spirit-filled. Those who worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. God know when you offering up a tainted worship. God know when you ain't connected to him.
Right, right.
Nobody has to point that out. Nobody got to call that out. You know. You know for yourself. It goes right back to the word. Adam, Adam, where are they?
Amen.
You know when you sin. You know when you hide.
Right.
You're trying to cover up. Come on.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Let's get it right, y'all, so we can get some other people right.
That's right.
We calling for salvation tonight. We calling for those lost souls to be saved tonight. That's what we calling for. We on one accord.
That's right.
Let's stay on one accord.
Yeah.
So we can see things happen.
Yeah.
So we can see things change.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah.
Jesus brought forth change. And so so much speak.
Going back on what was good. Yes, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Getting the seat.
Glory be to his holy name.
Yes, let's do that.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
He's going to give you that money you need before that bill is due.
Yeah.
He's going to give it to you.
Don't stress.
He's going to give it to you.
Amen.
He going to bless you with that job. He going to give it to you. See, this is what we do. We get in a desperate situation.
Yes, Lord.
So we respond in a desperate way.
We don't wait on
God. But it's time to wait on God. Wait on God and see what he going to do. Because his thoughts and his plans that he have for us, they're not of evil. They are good.
That's right.
And expect this end.
Got to
expect this end for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Wait on the Lord. You go get a job, and they paying $9, but you didn't wait on God because you desperate for a job, and you didn't wait on God, and God had a job for you for $20.
Wait on God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't let nobody pull you out of that blessed place.
Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you God ain't spoke to you and told you this is what he going to do for you.
Yes.
Stay in that blessed place. We
Hallelujah.
Are blessed because we're the children of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Turning around.
Oh, glory be to you.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
It won't always be like this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless you, bless you.
Those have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church.
You better
God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. After beginning and beginning. Woo! Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we got about 3 minutes. Anyone has something to say? We got about 3 minutes on here, and we're going to close out for the night and give God all the glory. And all the praise, we thank God for Sister Shonda for this that message. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Receive all the words of God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for this night, Lord. It's been a good night. The word has went forward, and I just thank the Lord for Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Everything you have done this night. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you
Amen.
For those that's been saved tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
for the hearers and the doers of your word, Lord. Lord, I just thank you. I just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, we just thank God for tonight. We'll be back hopefully by God next Friday. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And as Dr. Hunter says, we love you, we love you, we love you. Amen.
We love you. Amen.
We love you, we love you, we love you back.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Yes. Thank God for the night. Y'all have a good night until next Friday by the grateful God.
Amen. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. God bless you. May the Lord keep you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.